La 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 la
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends from the world clique. Good morning, friends from the groups in Israel and the friends here in Israel. With us on duty today, this morning and during the day, are 10 number 1 from Haifa, 10 from Barnaul, and the 10 from Croatia, Serbia. And we are the young group from Petah Tikva.
Friends, we have an opportunity once again to come out of ourselves, to kill the Egyptian, each one his own Egyptian, to connect together, to reach a common desire to reveal Pharaoh and to overcome him together, because that's the next step, the step through which we can reach the Creator. We have an opportunity to give contentment to our tremendous Rav who gathers us every morning. We have an opportunity to give contentment to the Creator. We came here early to prepare. And one of the most important things that one of the friends said is that we no longer have room for klipot. So let's make a common effort to come out of ourselves. And let's unite to one force. Reveal the Creator between us, L'chaim, friends.
All the renewals begin only once a person is rewarded with exiting self-reception. This is why This is the meaning of the prohibition to teach idol worshippers Torah. Because when a person is in Egypt, he cannot be Jewish because he is enslaved to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. When he is a slave to Pharaoh, he can't be a servant of the Creator. This is the meaning of, for to me are the children of Israel. They are my servants and not servants of servants. Because when a person serves himself, he cannot be a servant of the Creator, because you cannot serve two kings at once. Only once a person is out of Egypt, out of self-reception, can he be a servant of the Creator, and then he can be rewarded with the Torah. It turns out that the first renewal is the exodus from Egypt. All the renewals begin only once a person is rewarded with exiting self-love. This is the meaning of the prohibition to teach the idol worshippers Torah. Because when a person is in Egypt, he cannot be a Jew, because he is enslaved to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. When he is a slave to Pharaoh, he cannot be a servant of the Creator. This is the meaning of, for to me are the children of Israel. They are my servants and not the servants of a servant. Because when a person serves himself, he cannot be a servant of the Creator, for it is impossible to serve two kings at once. Only once a person is out of Egypt, out of self-reception, can he be a servant of the Creator, and then he can be rewarded with the Torah. It turns out that the first renewal is the exodus from Egypt. A workshop question. Every friend shares from the heart his anticipation from the lesson and gives a practical advice to the friends that will promote them toward the goal. Every friend shares from the heart his anticipation from the lesson and gives a practical advice to the friends that will promote them toward the goal.
My expectation from the lesson is that the light will work and it will enable us to invest forces and prayer for the connection between us in this lesson. It will bring us closer to each other, will let us only see the connection, and that there's going to be a contact of connection. That's my expectation. And my practical advice to pray.
To be together in the same direction. And in the end, bring contentment, but I don't know what other word to use. To do his wish. To make our wish as his wish.
I really hope that we'll come out of this lesson one more step towards a prayer, common prayer. I will learn better how to pray for each other. This is a very concrete expectation. Just that this lesson will end and we'll be able to pray more for each other. Practical advice: to integrate as much as we can during the lesson. A friend asks a question, to try to listen, to be with him with his question. To be in the, as much as we can with our friends, with the world, to feel the friends during the lesson.
I too have the same anticipation that we will, in this lesson, get closer in the connection between us and the mutual guarantee between us. and achieve a common demand out of a common feeling of each other. And my practical advice for the day is, after our meeting of the 10 yesterday, to remind each other that we can easily exalt every friend to see how important, how special he is, and from there begin to ask for him.
And the prayer, the common prayer, that one is praying for the other. That's the strongest point. To really succeed, that each one will be able to come out of himself, to demand it, that each one will come out of himself and ask for the friends every moment. My practical advice is to simply integrate during the workshop with the friends, and to continue what the friend said, not my mind.
The expectation is for dvikut, for adhesion, nothing less. And the advice is simply to exalt the friend.
I would also really want that it will come out with a prayer for the friends, that will have a new force, that every moment in the lesson will, if we're thinking of ourselves, we can catch ourselves and change it, think for the friends. My practical advice is only pray for the friends.
My expectation from the lesson is that we'll be able to convey the connection between us to all those who are with us in the world Kli and are watching us on the screens. Perhaps it'll awaken more friends to join into tens, even if they're virtual. And the advice, as the friend said, is to be lost, to immerse myself in the friends, in the ten. It makes everything very easy, very possible, lifts everyone up into the feeling that connection is great and fun. And we go into the holiday with a mighty force.
Practical advice is, as we said yesterday, all day long, to listen to the lesson together, to be together as much as we can in this lesson. Only this will bring us closer to the goal.
Not that much anticipation. There's the light that should influence us and elevate us above our will to receive and connect us. A practical advice: to detach from ourselves to such an extent that we'll connect to the center of the group.